Okay, so then the first of Chaim and Zeal of Aveda. Pray Brez Lachat as well. Okay, so the question, so. How's it going?
Yeah,
okay.
What? I said to record on you.
Okay. You sure it's going?
The numbers are going up in the
rush quarter also. So at least
we'll see. That's on?
Yes.
Check
the
dashboard also.
The dial's moving.
No, not the dial. That always
is a twist thing?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So now things like this. So Reb Chaim's going on the Rambam. Rambam says that if he's what? If he does a cleave a shavro, so he has to pay him money. And ain't shaman legazin, which means that you can't use the pras to pay the nixal. So then the Rambam says the strange halacha that, however, it's up to the Bailam. If the Bailam wants to take the pras, he wants to take the shavur, the shavur, so he could take it, and then you estimate what it's worth, and he's mashlim the rest. So the Rav Magid asks, he says, what do you mean if it's up to the Bailam to determine whether he's going to take the broken kli or not? It's not up to him. We hold shinu kana. And shinu kana means most of the gazim. It's up to the gazim. Okay. So he says, no, it's speaking by a sheva katan. What's a sheva katan? It means that he's not kana. It's not a real shinui. So therefore the gazim wasn't kana. Okay, so the gazlan wasn't kana, so it's not up to the gazlan, so it's up to the bailam. Right? So therefore it's not up to the gazlan, therefore it's up to the bailam. He could determine whether he wants it or not, because it still is. Oh, so Reb Chaim says, but no, that doesn't answer the question. Why? In other words, this question is a monoshach. If it's a big shinoi that he's kana, so then what? So then it's not up to the bailam. Elamai, it's a small shinoi. So then why are you saying it's up to the bailam? It's not, because the gazan can say, Resh Lachu Panacha. It wasn't Kona. There's no choice. So how can you work on a Manashach? If it's a big Shinui, so then he's Kona. If it's a small Shinui, so he's not Kona at all. Still belongs to the Nigzal. So what right does he have to insist that he, that the guy pay him his, that he does Shaman? Yeah, so he breaks up into two questions. Because there are two different systems. One system is Ein Shaman, which means to say that you can't speak of Shaman like as long as it doesn't belong to the Nigzal anymore. Like by Hezek, you say Shaman because it's still, if somebody's mazik my property, it still belongs to me. So now you have to evaluate what the devaluation is. But by Gzela, you don't say Shaman because it doesn't belong to him anymore. So there's no din of shaman. So that's why it belongs. So he keeps the pras, the gazan. Okay. That's one system of shaman or not shaman. That's based upon who it belongs to. So he says, but according to the Rav Amaga's answer, that it's speaking by not a real shinui, a shinui katan. So by a shinui katan, it still belongs to the nigzal. So therefore the institution of it should be just like mazik. Should it be shaman? That's his question. That's question one. Question two is, there's another halacha by a gazlan, that a gazlan always has a right to pater himself by saying, Haresh alach lefonecha. Okay? So he says, and when could he say Haresh alach lefonecha? As long as he's not kona.
Right.
So how could the Rambam say that he has to pay? Why can't he pater himself with Haresh alach lefonecha? So he's asking the question from two frameworks. The framework of Shamin, why it's not analogous to Hezek. It is analogous to Hezek, so Shaman should, so the whole idea of Shaman doesn't, the whole idea of Shaman is because it's not his anymore. So Shaman doesn't make any sense, and Rambam says that over here ain't Shaman. And secondly, why does the Rambam say he has to pay him? He has a p'tur of Haresh Alach Lefanecha. He has a p'tur also. Okay? That's why it breaks up into two questions, because it's two different frameworks. Okay, one is the idea of Shaman, And the other is in the idea that the Gazan has a p'tur of a Reish Lach Lefanecha. Why doesn't he have a p'tur of you? How could the Rambam say that? It doesn't make any sense because he could say a Reish Lach Lefanecha. Okay? The idea of Shomen doesn't make any sense because as long as it's Bershuso, then it should be Shomen. And the idea of a Reish Lach Lefanecha, that he has a p'tur, who took away his p'tur? So why does the Rambam say that he has to pay? That's the second question. Two questions. Okay?
But they're both on the
Rav Amagid. The last two points are just two rayas. That as long as it's not a shinui, gomor, he could always say a resh lach lefanecha. One raya is from Behema Vizkina, because that's a shinui gomor, that's why he can't say a resh lach lefanecha, but anything less he could. So the Rav Amagid's case is going to say, it says a raya that the Rav Amagid's case will be able to say a resh lach lefanecha. And the first one is a direct raya that, from the case of Akiva Mitzason, that you see over there, he can't say a resh lach lefanecha, because shinui lo hadar. And there's no question that the Rav Amagid's case is exactly analogous to that case. So he's just showing you from two sources, a direct and an indirect. Okay, but the Kashi broke down into two questions. Question of Shomen and the question of Arish Lach Lefanecha. Okay? So Rav Chaim is saying, from two Gemara's Bava Kama, you have two halachas. One halach is, as long as it's Kain She Gazal, all he has to do is say Arish Lach Lefanecha. Not Kain She Gazal, he can't say Arish Lach Lefanecha. Then there's a second halacha that as long as it's Kain Shegozel, he's not Kona. If it's not Kain Shegozel, he's Kona. So secondly, there are two different halachas. One halacha is that he can potter himself with a Reish Lach Lefanecha as long as it's Kain Shegozel. That's all he has to do. And the second halacha is that if it ceases to be Kain Shegozel, he's Kona the Chayfetz. That's a new halacha. Okay, that's a different halacha. Yeah, because now it's telling you that he has kinyanim. First one's telling you him vis-a-vis the nigzal. That as long as it's kain shegazal, he has a right to say to the nigzal. Harish lach lefanecha. That's first halacha. Second halacha is that after, once it ceases to be kain shegazal, now the gazlan is kona the chayfetz. He's kona the chayfetz, and all he has to do is pay the guy money, and he's kona the chayfetz. The rights of the gazlan. Okay? The first one is telling you that it's as long as Kain Shegozel still belongs to the Nigzal, and the Gazan can potter himself and say, take it, Reish Lach, and didn't do anything. Reish Lach Lefanecha. And the second one is telling you a superated halacha, that the Gazan is actually Kona once it's not Kain Shegozel. He's Kona the Chayfetz. Who says he'd be Kona the Chayfetz? I don't know. So these two halachas are derived from the same pasuk, Veshus Asher Gazel. Two different halachas. Okay. So now he's going to analyze it. The first way he's saying is like this, that why can't the Gazlan say Aresh Lach Lefanecha? So the first way is very simple, because it's not Shalach. Because the Halach is the moment the Chayfetz is Nishtana, so the Gazlan is Kona. So how can you say Aresh Lach Lefanecha? It's not Shalach, it belongs to the Gazlan. So it's impossible to say Aresh Lach Lefanecha. That's one possibility. He's saying that it's not because he's Kona, so he can't say Reish Lach Lefanecha, because it's not Shalach. Anyways, so the thing is like, that's what it is. All right. So the thing is like this, that the second way is, it's not because it's his, so he can't say Reish Lach Lefanecha, because he can't say Shalach when it's Shali. Right? So that's not the reason. The reason is that intrinsically he can't say Reish Lach Lefanecha because the thing was Nishtana. For the same reason that the Shinui makes him be Kona, for that same reason, because it's not the same thing, for that same reason he also can't say Reish Lach Lefanecha. So the Shinui effectuates two things. It's not, he can't say Reish Lach Lefanecha because intrinsically, because it's not the same. Right? And because it's not the same, he's Kona. Why is he Kona? Because it's not the same. And why can't he say Reish Lach Lefanecha? Not because he's Kona, but because it's not the same. So the fact that it's not the same accomplishes two things. The first way is because it's not the same, he's Kona. Because he's Kona, he can't say Reish Lach Lefanecha because it's not Shalach, it's Shali. That's the first way. The second way is no. It's two phenomena emerge from the fact that it's Nishtana. One is that he can't say Reish Lach Lefanecha and Chenzel because it's not there. And the second thing is, because the second thing is that because it changed, So Kamokes, that's what he said the second way. So Mishum the Kan Yehud the Ein Yachol Amar. Oh, the name Mishum Zeh Gufe the Ein Akein Shegazel Mishum Machan Yachol Amar Vayar Shlof Menecha. Ukemod the Mahani said the Ein Akein Shegazel Knoso. Just like the fact that it was Nishtana helps for Kenyan. Kamokes Mol Zeh Gufe Lo Have Akein Shegazel. Thanks. Lo Have Akein Shegazel. Okay, thanks a lot. Luknoso, I'm sorry. Kamokin Zeguva, what am I? Kamodamai said the Amikin Shagazo Luknoso. Kamokin Mol Zegufik Lohavikin Shagazo Linisha Lo Yucholoma La Resh Lachmanecha. They're two separate things that emerge from the fact there was Nishtana. That's his chakir. Is it one thing that the Gazan is Kona because he's Kona, so he can't say Resh Lach because it's not Shalach, it's Shali? Or is it two phenomena that emerge from the Shinui? One is he can't say Resh Lach, it's not the same. And the second thing is because it changed, so he's Kona. Okay? That's his chakir. But you see, Agav Ruchi, he gets some insight into Rav Chaim learns Shinui Kona. Because we learned the other piece, because you see, it's very good. What has he learned Shinui Kona? Why is Shinui Kona? Okay? Why is Shinui Kona?
Does
it depend which way you go over here? See, what he holds is like this. What he holds is that you have, the Gazlan has Kinyona Gzela and the Chayfetz. Correct? But as long as it's not Nishtana, the Kinyona Gzela can't be realized. As long as it's the same, as long as it's identical to the, it hasn't changed from the way it was, Bershus HaNigzel, his Kinyona Gzela can't assert themselves. You see, it's a Ma'akev. It's a ma'akev. The fact that it's identical, it hasn't changed, keeps the Rishus Bailam on it and is ma'akev the Gazlan's Kinyonim from being chal. You see? But the moment there's a shinui there, now there's no ma'akev. So now the Kinyonic Zela of the Gazlan can take hold. See, the Kinyonic Zela can't take hold as long as it hasn't changed and it still has the mark, so to speak, of the Bailam on it. But once it changes, now the Kinyona Egzela can take hold. So that's how Chaim's learning. So he's saying that when there's a Shinui, what happens is Kinyona Egzela take place. And why? Because now that it's changed, there's no Ma'akev anymore. But for the same reason that it's changed, you can't say Haresh Shalach Lefanecha because it's not Shalach. See, it's the identical reason that's causing two phenomena. You follow? The second side, it's not that he's saying it's two separate tracks. He's saying it's the same thing. Why can't the Gazlan be Kona? Because as long as it hasn't changed from the way it was, Bershus HaBailam, that's Ma'akev, his kingdom. But for the same exact reason, for the same exact reason, he can't say Resh Lach Lefanecha. Because it's not Shalach anymore. See, you understand what I'm saying? That's why you have to press where he says over here, Kamokain, you see? Well, Kamod the Mahani said the Eino Kain, Shegaza Liknoso, you see? Kamokain, Moel Ze Gufa, Glohavi Kain, Shegaza Linishola, Yuma, Yuchaloma, Rashola. You see? That's what I'm trying to explain. It's not Mishum. It's not two different things, not two separate tracks. He's saying it's the exact identical thing. Because why is he Kona? Because as long as it retains its identity of the Rishus Bailam, it's a Ma'akev in the Kinyonic Zela taking hold. You see? And for the same exact reason, you can't say Resh Lach because it's not identical anymore. You follow? It's exactly the same thing. He's not just saying the two phenomena emerge from the same thing. Like, why would they by happenstance emerge? That would be like coincidental. You're gonna say that he can't say, because not Kansha Gozo, can't say Resh Lach Menecha. And also, not Kansha Gozo, so that's why Shinui Kona. And that's not what he's saying. That's not replying. He's zeroing in on the idea. It's the exact same concept that accomplishes both things. And they're related intrinsically. It's not, you understand what I'm saying? You can misinterpret the Rav Chaim, just think he's saying that is it one thing or is it two things? That's not what he's saying. Why should I say it's two things? Wouldn't that be coincidental that two things, the Torah's putting together two things that coincidentally can't say Resh Lach Lefanecha and coincidentally is Kona also? Why? But he's showing you why. He's showing you Kamo Kain, see? It's the same. What's Ma'akev Kinyon Egzela? As long as it retains the identity that it had in the Rishus HaBailam. And as long as it retains the identity of the Rosh Hashanah Bailam, you can't say, as long as it doesn't have that identity, you can't say Reish Halach. Because it's not Shalach. It's not the same identity. You follow? Beautiful idea. It's the same chalos in the entity. The chalos that the identity is ma'akev and kinyan is the same chalos that the identity is necessary in order to say Reish Halach. You see? That's what he's saying. Now you see the Chakira fully. Because in the first one he's saying that you can't, that since once my kinyan and machal, you can't say Shalach. So you can't say Shalach anymore. And the second way he's saying, no, it's true, but that is not the reason. The reason is an intrinsic reason. It's the same phenomenon that create, that's responsible for two intrinsic ideas. The second way he's saying like this, because ordinarily he says, so let's go the simple way. Occam's razor, why don't we say the first way? First way is simpler. Why make it complicated? Right? Say simply that it's a ma'akev and kinyanim. Once there's kinyanim, now you can't say Reish Lach Me'achos Chalei. That's it. Simplify it. Why does he have the second way? It's very simple because there's only one thing. You're talking about one thing. No, it is simpler. It's absolutely simpler.
There's two steps.
What do you mean two steps? Why do you have to say it's two phenomena? Why don't you just say it's one? It's much simpler.
Right?
The first way, if you'd use it, you would think from a logical standpoint, the first way is the right way. Simplify it. That all you need is a ma'akev and king. Once he's caught him, now Reish Lach Me'achos, it's not Shalach. That's simple. What do you have to make more complex? That's why you have to understand the second way, that it's not a violation of Occam's razor. You understand? The second way is that the din of the retention of the identity in the reshus of the gazlan, the retention of the identity of the entity as an entity of the nigzal, you see, is what prevents the kinyanim of the gazlan. But that same retention of identity is necessary for Hareish Halach. You see, it's the retention of the identity that does. So it's more simple this way now. Because you don't have to say that he's Kona in order to obviate the Hareish Halach. You see? It's simply Hareish Halach's identity, and there's no identity anymore. You see? That's why it's not a violation of Occam's razor. Now you see the second way is much simpler. Not the first way. Because the first way you're going to require a kinyan in order to obviate the Hareish Halach. And the second way it's simple. Both phenomena emerge from the fact that the identity of the chayfetz, as a chayfetz of the nigzal, that's an institution. That it's an institution. Now you can't say Hareish Halach, there's no identity. And because there's no identity, so therefore the kinyan exela take hold. See, the first way is simpler mechanically. Mechanically it's simpler. But the second way is simpler conceptually. Okay? So this question is very simple. Okay, sorry, Rabbi Chanina. Yeah, so this question, I guess, take Rabbi Chanina's position. He holds a gonef tleven asa ayel. Right? So he holds it's the nakona. So he holds sheen is nakona. But yet the halacha is, if the behemoth was his kina, so it's Mishalim Kshas Agzela, but why? If he wasn't Kona, Hareish Lach Lefanecha, it's still his. Okay, so how could you reconcile those two halachas? So he shows you, so you see from the Gemara, from these two Gemaras, clear, they're unbelievable, huh? That it's two halachas, right? So he says, so Rechanina holds Sheen is not Kona. So how could you say that Mishalim Kshas Agzela when there's a Shinoi? That's an open halacha. He's not Kana, so why didn't he say Reish Lach Lefanecha? So he says, so you see that there's two halachas that emerge from Kain Sheganav. One halachic system is that the question of the kinyanim of the gazlan. That do I say if it's Kain Sheganav, it's Ma'akev Kinyan Exela. And the second thing is, with regard to, in order to say Reish Halach, you need the retention of the identity, because that's what it means, Reish Halach. The identity, this identity is yours. You see? So he says, everybody holds with regard to Kain Shegazal, that it must retain the identity in order to say Reish Halach Lefanecha. The question is, do I say when it loses identity, that there's a kinyan. So that Rabbi Hanina holds there's no kinyan. He holds a kinyan exela that it's ma'akev, that the kinyan exela, you don't need the identity to be ma'akev, the kinyan exela. The kinyan exela will not take place even if it loses identity. So therefore, what happens? So therefore, it still belongs to the nigzal, but he can't say, ha'resha lach lefanecha. So the machlokas where the kinyan, machlokas where the shinui kona is a separate thing. They couldn't be separate if you had the first chakira. So they're separate because you see the mandamar holds shinui kona, he holds that same identity is a ma'akev in kinyan. And the moment the identity is lost, now the kinyan will take place. And the other mandamar holds, no, the kinyan don't take place.
Okay.
So there you see clearly, that proves clearly, from here you can prove clearly that the other Manda Omar that holds Shinui Kona maintains, like the second way, that these two things, there's only one halacha in the Torah, Ke'en She'gozal. The question is the Ke'en She'gozal a halacha in Aresh Halacha Fanecha, or Ke'en She'gozal is not only halacha in Aresh Halacha Fanecha, but it's going to make a difference as far as Kinyan Exela. Kinyan Exela could take hold the moment it loses its identity. That's a separate question. That's right. Yeah, he's switching. He's switching now. He's saying that what he's saying is like this, that really the Pasuk is only speaking about Hashava. What he's bothered with is like this. He's bothered with the Pasuk, because the Pasuk is Veshvaz Exelsha Gazal, so it's just Allah and Hashava. So how do you deduce from that Pasuk Kenyan? How do you deduce from that pasuk Kenyan? So he wants to say that the svara is that the chiyuv hashava in the chayfetz is the ma'akev in the Kenyan zela. And the moment the chiyuv hashava is gone, then the Kenyan zela take hold. That's the way we said it in the second one. Yeah. We deduced it. Absolutely right. He's saying from the pasuk. He's saying otherwise, because the pasuk is nemra b'din hashava.